Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. What a wonderful day to say God loves you. Did you ever think about God's love? Did you ever think about Jesus? And did you ever think about the Holy Spirit? Well, we know God the Father is in the heavenlies. And we know He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to walk and to talk with us and to share His love so that we would better understand God's love. And Jesus did that. He taught many things and miracles. And it's just a wonderful thing that we have the recorded record of Jesus Christ. But did you know also that He said that I gotta go to be with the Father? But when I go, I'll send one greater than I, the Holy Spirit. Now, we don't have Jesus with us here in the physical realm. We have His Word, the Bible. But we do have the Holy Spirit around us and in us. And that is the promised gift of Jesus given to us. I was looking and thinking through the hymnal. And I remember one that always, you know, the United Methodist hymnal has a lot of songs in it. But you know, some of the old songs, what we call hymns, has so much theology in them that sometimes we just pass by them when we're singing it. But we want to stand on the promise. We are in some trying times in our country, in our world, and if we didn't have the blessed hope in our heart, we would be as miserable as all them crazy people out there running around on the streets and killing people and just trying to steal and do everything else. But praise be to God, we have the peace and the hope of God through the Holy Spirit. The hymn I'm talking about is in 374 of our hymnal called Standing on the Promises. Now, I'm not going to sing it because I don't sing that well. Even though I sing Happy Birthday pretty good, and Happy Anniversary pretty good, but other than that, I don't sing that good. Verse 1, standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Well, that's what I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about the promises of God, and I've been thinking an awful lot about how we can encourage one another in the faith. And how do we encourage one another in the faith? It is through the promises of God. Think about the promises. Now, I'm going to look at John chapter 14, verses 15 through 18. This is when Jesus promised the Holy Spirit, not only for the disciples, but for all of us. Starting at verse 15 in the New Living Translation. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another counselor who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive Him because it isn't looking for Him and doesn't recognize Him. But you do, because He lives with you now and later be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. In just a little while, the world will not see me again. But you will, for I will live again and you will too. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who obey my commandments are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them also. And I will reveal myself to each one of them. Well, may God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious word. And if you have a red letter Bible and you're going to look up and read some of that for yourself, you'll see that the red letter indicates these are the words of Jesus for us. And I've been thinking about how we can be united to God through Christ, sealed by the Holy Spirit. Throughout the centuries, people have grappled with this amazing mystery that believers enjoy union with God through Christ. There was a monk by the name of Bernard Clairvaux. I hope I pronounced his name right. He's a 12th century French monk. He used ordinary things of light to explain this wonderful truth on how a beam of light transforms the air, lighting it up, and how a drop of water disappears into a glass of wine. Think about that. Did you ever put a drop of water, say iced tea, we like sweet iced tea, we like this, and put a drop of water in it? It disappears. Well, Jesus promised to dwell in those who followed him, and during his last conversation with his friends after they ate the Last Supper together, he assured them that he wouldn't leave them as orphans, but would come to them. And that's because he lives, and they would live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Just as Jesus and the Father and the Spirit dwells within us. No wonder we need illustrations from ordinary things to better understand the gospel. Ordinary things are mind-blowing to consider that God through Christ and Spirit would dwell within us. It's a wonderful, the mystery of the faith. So what does it mean for all of us in our daily world that Jesus dwells in us through the gift of the Holy Spirit? And what does this mean for our daily lives? Everything with Jesus living within. We find comfort when we face uncertainty and peace when we feel anxious. I hope and pray that you're calling upon the Holy Spirit in your time of need or nervousness or weakness, especially with all the crazy stuff that's going on with the pestilences known as COVID-19. And we can stop ourselves from overreacting. If someone slights us, we can speak out against injustice, and that's okay, using our voices for those who are oppressed. But just understand that Christ dwells in you spiritually, and as you ponder the truth today, ask him to show you how he can change you from within. Standing on the promises. You know, when people say goodbye to one another, they often promise to keep in touch. I'll keep in touch. Send me a note. Send me an email. I'll text you when you return for another visit. It's painful when someone that we love leaves us. Jesus' disciples were no doubt hoping that Jesus would promise to come back to them. And during their lifetime, Jesus went further than that. He promised to be with them forever. Ooh. What a wonderful gift, and I know that's so true because I know he lives in me, and I hope and pray he lives in you. And if he don't, say, Lord, come into me. Bring your Holy Spirit. I want you to be with me all the days of my life, standing on the promises. So no matter where the disciples went or what they faced, they knew because Jesus promised it to them that he would be present with them. And Jesus extends that promise to any person who believes in him. So we talk about this segment as the pastor's thoughts and prayers. And we always want to lift up prayers and talk about how God has touched people, how people are in need of prayer during the worship service. We have a time where we have praises and thoughts and prayers and all that. And they're wonderful. But, you know, you can pray for yourself. Now, I love praying an intercessory prayer for people and for people. But, you know, the most important person to pray for is you, and that you can pray to God the Father through Jesus Christ, sealed with the Holy Spirit, yourself. God loves you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to hear from you. Oh, it's nice hearing from your friends that we have an intercessory prayer. But God wants to hear from you. And you can pray. It's not hard. It's just like talking, as Jesus said to the disciples. I was talking to the Father. It's not hard. You just do it. But you also know that you have the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the one who prays for us, the one who intercedes for us. You know, there's so many analogies that we can use, but I just sometimes picture Jesus sitting at the right hand of God the Father, because that's his place of honor, interceding for us and maybe saying, Oh, Daddy, you heard that prayer? I know about that. Remember, I experienced everything that they experienced. And I plead a prayer of intercessory for you and with you. Wow, it's wonderful having a God that knows us, who created us, that understands us, because he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to come through the birth canal, to be a human just like we are, but also fully, truly, fully of God. It's a mystery. It's wonderful. But I know that it happened because he lives in me. So we just thank you. So I said all that not to avoid having individual prayers, but to think about praying for yourself and doing a prayer journal. I'm not good at it anymore, but one time in my life when I was really hurting, I started a prayer journal. I found it a couple weeks ago, and I was looking at it, and I'm thinking, wow, look at all these prayers that I lifted up to God that came true. You know, sometimes we just live in the moment. We want instant stuff, like instant potatoes, but, you know, all prayers are answered. Not necessarily in our time frame, but they always are. So when Jesus did tell the disciples that he was talking to the Father, they wanted to know what that was, and he said it's basically prayer. Well, would you teach us to pray? And Jesus gave us that prayer that we most of the time just do it by rote, but it's a prayer that we can use for all of our prayers to line up with. Let's pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, in the King James Version, that's exactly what it says. It says, deliver us from the evil one. Now, somewhere along the line, it got shortened to different things. Deliver us from evil. God does not cause evil, but the evil one does. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day. And thank you for letting me ramble with you on these pastor's thoughts and prayers. Have a glorious day in Jesus' name. Amen.